Yesterday we started Siman Ein Beis Ilochas Chaim. Al tispalel ki im bekavonas halev. You should daven only bekavonas halev. So we explained that he refers here not to the kavona of Pirush Hamilois, but the kavona from Amida Lifnei Hashem, that he has to be mispal, knows when he davens that he stands before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This kavona is ma'akev in the entire tefillah. Now later he adds, ubenachas, kedei sheyishma ha'oizen. Here there's a question what he means. Someone to explain, ubenachas means on a low voice, Shemu in Esra, but not too low. It should be like that, kedei sheyishma ha'oizen, that is here, his ear should be able to hear what he says. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like that, that also by Shemu in Esra, one has to hear mashmi'a la'oznoi, the ears, his own ears, have to be able to hear. First of all, the pshat is a bit of doichek this way, and when you look at the Tosfos Yontef, doesn't say so. The Tosfos Yontef's German translation, he says as follows: where the davens, it should be such a way that you should speak vort for vort. He said word by word. You should so nachas means to daven slow. Word for word, the words of the tefillah, dass du dich selbst wohl verstehst. It means that you can follow yourself. If one davens very quickly, he will not be able to hear the words that he says properly. Selbst verstehst means that you understand yourself, that you're able to follow yourself. With this pshat, we will understand very well the connection. The Rambam, when he speaks about the kavona that we mentioned yesterday, that the kavona means, the kavona is sheyiro kilo ahu oimed lifnei ashchino. So the Rambam adds lefichor tzur leishiv maat koydem atfilu. He has to sit down before davening kdei lekavenes liboy, to direct his heart. V'acharkach yispalel benachas ubetachnunim. Benachas here definitely means slow. So that's a result. Of being misboinen, that is oimit lifnei ashchino, he cannot swallow the words. Because Yontu says mefurush before that. Don't swallow the word, but daven word for word, so that you will be able to understand yourself, to hear what you are saying. If not, you will swallow the word, you will not hear. So he does not mean here the inyan of lashmi ala oznai. He means what is the measure of nachas? What should be the speed, if we can call so, of his tefillah? It should be so slow that he's able to follow himself, to follow the words. And that is the result of the kavona of Amida lifnei ashchino. That pshat in the Ochas Chaim would be very, very fitting according like the Rambam learns. Hanana ben Akashem, Otsa Kodesh Boruch, Olazakas Yisrael, Lefichoy, Bulem Teiro, Mitzvah, Shalem, Nechon Teitz, Amal Tzim.